Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really don't like getting too political on this show, but the clear efforts of President Biden to damage our nation and make President Trump's plans to improve our nation harder to do is, in my mind, treason. He's pardoned a number of current employees who may well be subject to criminal charges that Trump said he'd like to do. He's spent huge amounts of money to Ukraine and Africa, and none for the Americans in North Carolina and other places who are living in tents in the winter as their homes are being rebuilt after the storms. Ukraine is likely to be going to have a truce with Russia under Trump, so the money being sent there could either be spent to help Americans or to reduce our huge, huge national debt. And that's just some of the un-American things Biden is doing now. Yeah, I'm annoyed. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. What are you doing for Christmas, Skip?
Colonel, we are a very traditional family, and I'm a creature of habit. I like to do the same things the same way, like every single year. And one of the things that we like to do is we like to watch Christmas movies. I like to watch them like one every night, but my wife says, no, you don't like to watch them one every night, maybe every other night. So that's basically what we do, but it's just a family thing. We'll have a turkey and stuffing and stuff ourselves and just be thankful for everything that God's given us. And it's just a wonderful time of the year for us.
Amen, brother. Okay, here's what I have for you today. On news and comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss our seriously depleted combat supplies. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Forrest Hamilton from Universal Coin and Bullion will discuss investments. I'm delighted to be able to tell you that we were able to get an interview with Santa Claus. It's recorded and we'll play it for you. Next, we'll review last weekend's Army-Navy football game, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. Of course, we'll start with the news. Take us there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, for over a month now, there have been constant drone flights over a part of our nation, and we still don't know who's doing it and why. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, we'll be told if evidence arises that foreign actors are responsible for the drones spotted flying over several East Coast cities. Two people were arrested last week on Long Island following a hazardous drone operation near Logan Airport. It's unknown if the arrests have any connection to other sightings. Mayorkas said the federal government has deployed resources to assist New Jersey State Police, and we know of no foreign involvement with respect to the sightings in the Northeast. Representative Jeff Van Drew claimed an Iranian mothership was to blame. You know, Colonel, I don't know about that, but personally, I think if you just set a bag limit and tell, you know, all of us hillbillies that it tastes like chicken, we could get rid of those drones in like 2 weeks.
Yes, indeed. You know, there's no question that someone is conducting these drone flights and they have a reason for doing it. Now, I don't understand why, but after a month, police or military drones or helicopters haven't been following these drones to find out where they're from. Our government is totally failing us here.
And the Institute for the Study of War has analyzed data regarding North Korean soldiers in attacks on Ukraine. They say that North Korea's ability to learn from these actions may fail due to the exhaustion of its forces. Experts examined information about these attacks against Ukrainian forces in the Kursk region. President Zelensky has conveyed Russian forces are using North Korean soldiers in attacks in this region. Zelensky emphasized that Russian forces are incorporating a significant number of North Korean soldiers into their units in the Kursk region, and these soldiers have already suffered noticeable losses. He also added that they may be used on other fronts in the future.
It's not surprising that the North Korean troops are finally being used. Neither is it surprising that these troops are poorly trained and not very effective. We'll have to wait and see what happens next.
And Ukrainian aircraft-style drones exploded after flying into a Russian special forces base more than 700 miles from the front line. Several drones repeatedly struck the Oman police unit in Grozny and a base from where troops are sent to fight against Ukraine. Loud explosions were reported in the city, which is the capital of Chechnya, a region headed by Putin warlord Ramzan Kadyrov, who has sent tens of thousands of troops to the war. Shooting was heard in attempts to down the pilotless plane loaded with explosives, but there appeared a lack of air defenses against the slow-moving incoming drones. The extent of damage is not known.
Ukraine's actions are totally appropriate. Why would they not strike inside a nation that is attacking them?
And in a groundbreaking move, Abu Muhammad al-Jilani, the leader of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, called HTS, has sent his first message to Russian President Putin, offering an opportunity to rebuild diplomatic ties between Syria and Russia. In an interview, Jilani emphasized that Syria's new leadership, following the fall of Bashar al-Assad's government, is keen to avoid provoking Moscow. He suggested that both sides could establish a cooperative relationship if Russia seeks mutual benefits. This comes after a swift offensive led by HTS militants, which recently toppled Assad's regime, and amid ongoing negotiations between Russian diplomats and Syrian militants to secure Russia's military presence in the region. Jilani's remarks indicate a potential shift in Syria's foreign policy, offering Russia a chance to reassess its role in the country under new leadership.
This is a wise move on Jilani's part. Russia can be a big source of support in a number of ways, as it has been for Bashar al-Assad's government. Indeed, that's why al-Assad fled to Russia. I wonder how he's responding to all of this.
And China has unveiled an engine design that could redefine hypersonic flight. The RAM rotor detonation engine, called RRDE, aims to propel aircraft beyond Mach 5 over 3,500 miles per hour using a radical detonation-based technology. This isn't just about speed, it's a potential shift in global aerospace power. With its revolutionary design and strategic implications, the RRDE puts China in a heated race against us and others for hypersonic supremacy. The stakes couldn't be higher for both military and civilian innovation. The RRDE represents a revolutionary hybrid approach to engine design, combining elements of ramjet and pulse detonation technologies. Unlike conventional engines that rely on standard flame propagation, this system utilizes detonation waves to create supersonic combustion, resulting in significantly improved efficiency and thrust.
China is the major threat to our nation everywhere. They're working against us in many ways. This is a new challenge and a real threat that we have to meet, and soon. This is yet another huge challenge that Mr. Biden is leaving for Trump to deal with.
And one person is dead and a suspect is in custody following a shooting at an army base in East Georgia a week ago. The victim was shot in on-post housing at Fort Eisenhower, just outside Augusta, in what the base described as an active shooter situation. An alert issued on social media at around 8:50 a.m. instructed those at Fort Eisenhower to execute lockdown procedures immediately and to take appropriate action if in danger. An all-clear alert was issued roughly an hour later. Fort Eisenhower later confirmed a suspect was in custody but did not provide additional details. The Department of the Army Criminal Investigation Division, alongside state and federal authorities, are actively investigating the incident, which they said appeared to be isolated and did not pose further threat. Fort Eisenhower, formerly known as Fort Gordon, was established in 1917 and is currently home to our Army Signal Corps and Cyber Center of Excellence. It's one of the largest Army installations in the world, with over 16,000 military and 13,500 civilians assigned there.
We are rapidly losing the values upon which our Navy was founded. A logical consequence of this is, among other things, murders like this one. Hopefully, closing our borders and ending the woke epidemic that we're living under will help us here. Let's keep the military family who just lost a family member in prayer. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved in getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and we'll enjoy some more wisdom. Then we'll talk with Forrest Hamilton. At ease, troops, take a break. In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins. And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Always keep your guns locked up and safe from unauthorized users, especially your children. Inside your home, you should be able to get to your gun within 5 seconds of sensing danger. To accomplish this, stage a secure and loaded firearm on each level of your home. Above all else, never leave loaded guns unattended where children can gain access. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour on your information and listening to the Frontlines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess, with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. And now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Remember in April and again in October of this year when we and our other partners stood with Israel when Iran fired 300 different types of missiles and then later 180 ballistic missiles? One of the heroes of that amazing April and October missile shootout was the SM-3 missiles produced by Raytheon. We're not allowed to know the number of SM-3s used during these two attacks, but the best guess is between 100 and 400 SM-3s were fired at the 489 Iranian missiles, cruise missiles, and drones, those launched at Israel. This all sounds pretty reasonable to me, number-wise. Want to hear a shocker? Here in the U.S., the current annual production of SM-3 missiles is, wait for it, 12. Yep, 12. That means that these two Iranian attacks on Israel used up at the very least 8 years of production of those missiles. I wonder how many we have left to defend and protect our nation. My best guess, not enough. So how could our Defense Department let this happen? That's a good question. And I'm not sure there is an answer that doesn't point to severe incompetence. There are three mutually supporting strategies that are beginning to emerge that can increase our output of our entire defense industrial base, not just for the SM-3s. The first is government-owned, contractor-operated, called GOCO, plants, and co-production with trusted industrial partners and multi-year contracts that protect funding. We're not doing any of these now. I expect we will do something like this under Trump. The missile situation is not isolated, but emblematic of a broader shortage of capacity in the defense industrial base across many areas. The Pentagon knows that the existing industrial base isn't capable of higher rates of production to support the building of deterrence or supporting broader conflict, and has addressed this by releasing its first industrial strategy a year ago. We need to increase production as we did during World War II, when everyone cooperated with our defense goals. The government-owned facilities take facility cost away from the manufacturers, and multi-year contracts makes getting people trained and equipped to produce those items more financially reasonable. And we should seek what's called co-production agreements, in which trusted partners are permitted to produce the products that they've been sold. This is a win-win deal. It increases the production capacity of common equipment, a key tenet for victory in a World War II-style global conflict. Apparently, we've been discussing this with South Korea since last June. We should be doing the same thing with Japan, Australia, the UK, Taiwan, and Israel. Multi-year contracts with protected funding is something that the Pentagon has been talking about for years. According to a survey by George Mason University, businesses that lead the defense production indicate that they stop participating in Pentagon contracts mainly because how the DoD bureaucracy, solicitation process, and financial matters, and primarily erratic funding. One of the banes of the defense industry is the wildly unpredictable annual funding saga. There's not a fiscal year in the Pentagon, it's a fiscal quarter. If monies are not obligated by the mid-year mark, the government program managers are subject to review and loss of obligated amounts in the feared mid-year sweep-up, which incentivizes spending money fast and, perhaps, unwisely. Mid-year contracts with protected funding will help. So why is the Pentagon having this problem? Did you know that the Pentagon just failed its audit again? For the sixth time in a row, the agency that accounts for half the money Congress approves each year can't figure out what it did with the money. For a brief recap, the Pentagon has never passed an audit. Until 2018, it never even completed one. Since then, the Pentagon has done an audit every year and given itself a participation prize each time. Yet despite this year's triumphant press release entitled "The DoD Makes Incremental Process Towards Clean Audit," it failed every time. In its most recent audit, the Pentagon was able to account for just half of its $3.8 trillion in assets, including equipment, facilities, and that stuff. That means $1.9 trillion is unaccounted for, more than the entire budget Congress agreed for the current fiscal year. No other federal agency could get away with this. There'd be congressional hearings and demands to remove agency leaders or to defund those agencies. Every other major federal agency has passed an audit, proving it knows where the taxpayer dollars it's entrusted with are going. Yet Congress is poised to approve another $840 billion for the Pentagon despite these failures. This world is a very dangerous place right now. It appears that we're not prepared to fight a serious war. We need new leadership in the Pentagon from real leaders. And those are my comments for today. Americans, we owe our freedoms to the sacrifice and courage of our heroes in uniform. Did you know that you can support our military, veterans, and first responders just by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They put cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm a proud partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, which means you get the same coverage you're accustomed to while giving back to our heroes. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support Folds of Honor, Tunnels of Towers, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. That's patriotmobile.com/frontlines. And get a free month of service when you use the offer code FRONTLINES. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, Colonel, there's been a storm brewing for a number of years within Coast Guard Aviation, but there's some real problems that are surfacing right now, and it may take a complete rethinking of Coast Guard Aviation. And the last straw was the abrupt imposition of new flight hour restrictions to 19,000 flight hours on the MH-60 Jayhawks, which is the Coast Guard version of the Black Hawk. Currently, almost 18% of the Coast Guard's 45 Jayhawks are out of service. In fact, 8 of those 45 helicopters have over 19,000 flight hours, so for at least now, they're permanently grounded. At the end of 2023, 90% of the Jayhawks have had more than 16,000 hours, so it's expected that many more Jayhawks are going to be bumped into that 19,000-hour service life. Typically, a Jayhawk sees about 500 flight hours a year. So a new aviation strategy for the Coast Guard is in the works that will outline aircraft transitions across both rotary and fixed-wing fleets, as well as the potential development of an uncrewed fleet. Now, the previous plan was to move towards having the Coast Guard flying just one helicopter instead of flying both the Jayhawk and the Dolphin as they do now. And on paper, that plan made a lot of sense. However, an abrupt transition to just going one helicopter, and let's say flying the newly built Jayhawks, they would completely break the very small Coast Guard budget of only $19 billion. So the Coast Guard has put together a plan to stretch out the transition costs by extending the service life of the old Airbus Dolphin helicopters to a crazy 30,000 hours of flight time. For comparison, the Navy retires the helicopters at 12,000 hours. So the Coast Guard figured they could source more Jayhawks from the retired Navy helicopters. Crazy thinking. The Coast Guard's current model of doing more with less is just not going to work. So unless they decide to go ahead and exceed the service life of their current fleet, which is potentially unsafe, or they're going to have to start refusing some of their missions. You know, it's time for Congress to start respecting the Coast Guard and give it the funding it not only needs, but frankly, deserves. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I really enjoy your comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with Forrest Hamilton, then we'll talk with Santa Claus. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-up. Do 50, then stand at ease.
There is no doubt veterans sacrifice in service to this country. For decades now, troops have been sent around the globe to fight, putting their lives on the line, but with no clear U.S. interest to protect.
To honor that sacrifice, Concerned Veterans for America is working to end our nation's endless wars. As veterans ourselves, we know a better foreign policy can make our troops and our country safer.
Learn more about how you can help by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. So it's an honor to welcome back to the show Forrest Hamilton from Universal Coin and Bullion. He's the guy I go to when I decide to, for myself and for my family, to do investments. He really knows all the options, and I don't have to know him as long as I know Forrest. So, Forrest, thank you for joining us. I'm glad you could do it.
Happy to be here, Colonel.
Forrest, give us a quick review of how you got into the precious metal business.
So I'm one of those made for TV, movie stories, Vietnam veteran dad that went from all-American boy to chopper gunner, shot down a few times. And when he came home, he went off the grid, delivered me in the woods, no running water, electricity till I was almost 15 years old. So grew up, literally with a Colt 45 and a chainsaw, as an eight-year-old, a little different than today's world, but it definitely shaped me well. But I had an uncle that was down here in Texas, and he kind of took me under his wing when I graduated high school and had a little gold and silver company. And I looked up to him as he was a good man and a good business mind. And I've been in the gold and silver business since I was 17, and I'll be 50 pretty soon. So I have spent the majority, or I should say invested the majority of my life learning about gold and silver and doing this the right way.
Isn't it amazing how good it is for us when our family is there around us? I just came back from the Army-Navy game, and while my nephew at the Naval Academy beat us, we had family time together, and it was family's important. And it looks like that worked in your life, too.
Oh, absolutely. We didn't have much. We didn't have a car. We didn't have, many things. But, I always knew, he was at every single sports event that I ever did. My mom was the constant calming presence in my life. And now my wife and I, we have three daughters, three teenagers. So pray for us. But we're a very tight-knit family. And definitely, it is the most important thing, no doubt.
And you got an uncle that played a big role, too.
That's
magnificent. Okay. One of the things it took me a long time to learn, but I have learned, is it's important to have precious metals in an investment. Can you sort of give a little background for that? And then let's talk about the future.
Absolutely. Gold and silver, they've they've always been around. You know, since the second chapter of the Bible, gold and silver have been the means of trade. And even when you have paper dollars, everything was always, you know, based on gold and silver, how much gold and silver you could get for those dollars. And even though we're in the world of cyber, you know, money and, you know, cryptocurrencies and digital this and digital that, the reality is the hard stuff, the real stuff, the physical stuff, it's what both people in the world, billions of people and countries turn to when things get a little uncertain. What does every country do when they're, you know, shaken? Their fiat currency is falling. They load up on gold. And so it's not going to change. It's always going to be that. So the problem is it's not taught. People aren't taught when you're in school, whether it's elementary school or high school or graduate school, unless you specifically go. And even then, I mean, I've been through a lot of schooling and I have never seen a course that taught me how to invest in gold. There's plenty on stocks and there's plenty on banks and CDs and the things that the other people make a lot of money on, but not a lot on gold. So it's usually, as we talked about earlier, passed down from families. Grandpa told dad how to do it and dad said I should do it. And so like, how do I get some gold? And that's when they call us. My business here with my uncle, when I started, we were doing a couple $1 million a year in sales. We're 120 to 150 million a year. We've crossed $2.5 billion in business since we started. 500,000 customers. And the reason those people come to us is because we make this process very easy. You know, you basically say, hey, I've got X amount of dollars. And whether it's $500 or $5 million, I've placed both of those size orders. And then we figure out what's right for your portfolio. And the facts are, a portfolio, whether it's money in the bank, money in your mattress, money in the stock market, money in real estate, every portfolio ever measured, when it has some gold and silver there as a balance and as a hedge, and as a diversification tool, is stronger.
Yes, sir. You know, I remember growing up that $1 bills had silver certificates stamped on them.
That's
they
right.
Don't anymore.
No.
No.
Nope.
Because at one time, our nation dollars and were based on gold. We had gold and silver to support them. Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's right. It was to back them. And until 1933, you could turn in a $20 bill at the bank, literally walk in, hand them a $20 bill, and they would have handed you a $20 1 ounce gold piece. And that was right up until 1933, when President Roosevelt did the famous executive order gold recall. A lot of people call it a confiscation, but they did trade you paper for gold. The problem was, once it was all turned in, they changed the price of gold to $35 the next day, and your paper was worth roughly half what it was the day before. So that was the beginning of the erosion. You know, then when Nixon took us off the gold standard officially in 1971, from then till now, the U.S. dollar has lost over 98% of its buying power since then. And it's definitely not backed by anything.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, you just gave the logical reasons that I had picked up along the way, which is why I started 30, 40 years ago investing in gold and silver. Okay, we're at a turning point right now in the fact that we're going to have a new president in a month or so who's certainly has articulated different goals. I would suspect, one, that's going to affect the gold market, gold and silver market, and probably affect the way people might want to invest. Will you talk a little bit about what the future looks like?
Absolutely. So I think people had a little bit of a misconception recently, November, when the big orange guy got the punched his ticket to go to the big White House again. And people think, oh, good, the economy is going to be strong, the stock market will be strong, therefore gold will not be, because as we talked earlier, people tend to turn to gold in times of uncertainty. So sure, now there's going to be certainty. Here's what people don't realize, though. If you looked at his first term, it wasn't full of certainty. Even though he got a lot accomplished and our economy did thrive, we did still have a lot of spending. The U.S. dollar, as you continue to print money, is still going to fall. And if the dollar falls, gold has to go up in almost an exact inverse proportion. Just how it works. And so, you know, in fact, people don't realize the first time Trump was in office, gold went up over 60%. So, you know, it averaged 15% per year on a simple interest average over 4 years. And that's not a bad return, you know, on something that is supposed to just be an uncertainty type of an investment from some people's perspective. So, you know, the reality is, from a gold perspective, I think that $3,000 gold is almost a given, in my opinion. You know, there's no guarantees in anything, but based on my nearly 30 years of studying this, I think that with the way things are going, with the wars that are out there, with the headwinds and just the stop signs and the attacks that old 47 here is going to face, I still think there's plenty of uncertainty to drive gold up. For silver, silver works more based on industry. And if industry continues like it is, and whether you're talking electric cars or whether you're just talking about a booming economy, more silver will be required. When the demand goes up and the supply is difficult, it's hard to keep up. It's not a theory of supply and demand. It's a law. And so that value continues to rise.
So it makes sense to be invested in both gold and silver, right?
Absolutely. It's a nice diversification. Now, if somebody calls me and says, here's 5,000 or 50,000 or whatever it is, I ask a few questions and say, you know, kind of figure out what their goals are. Some people are wealth preservation and, you know, aggressive investment growth, you know, whatever it might be, just their long-term savings. And so what I do is I figure out what is the best percentage for that person. You know, the other side of it is, and I think I've mentioned this to you, you don't want too much silver. I have clients all the time that say, oh, you know, I want whatever, 1,000 ounces. And I'm like, no, you don't. You know, it is, you know, a monster box from the US Mint is 500 ounces and it's about 50 pounds. So when you start realizing a very dense amount, that the joke is my survival silver killed me when I tried to carry it. And so, you know, I'm going to take all that into account. I'm going to figure out what's the right process for each customer, what's the right amount. I'll make that recommendation. In the end, the customer is the boss. So if they say they want 1,000, I'll send them 1,000. Just I want them to be prepared. And that's my goal, isn't to sell you something, it's to prepare you. And then if I can pave that way and educate you, now you can make a smart decision that's right for you. So you're not stuck with something that you don't know what to do.
Yes, sir. There's more to discuss about gold and silver, and Forrest Hamilton is going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yeah, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, I used to before I got into my mid-80s. I did 65 last time. Anyway, we'll be right back. If you ever have to defend yourself or your family, you will likely need legal support, as there is almost always an investigation. After you call 911, call U.S. Law Shield so you can have immediate legal support. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events they never thought would happen to them. Their attorneys are available 24/7, 365. Learn more or sign up at uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines. That's uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com, 10% off promo code FREEDOM, and shop today.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We'll continue our conversation with Forrest Hamilton from Universal Coin and Bullion. Forrest, we were talking about gold and silver. Are there other metals that are good for investments? I mean, there ought to be some that are okay, but are there any that compete with those two?
First answer, yes, there are others. Second answer, no, not that I think compete with them. You know, we sell platinum, we sell palladium. We can get you any precious metal that's out there. I don't recommend them, though. You know, if somebody says, what should I put my money in? It's really always going to be gold and silver. And then, you know, the variance would be not a different metal, but a different way to do it. I would go from bullion gold, which trades close to the metal, to certified gold, to very specific graded coins. And I'm not talking about collectibles that were at the bottom of the ocean. I'm talking about investment grade gold that has been strategized. You know, our boss here, Dr. Mike Fulgence, is the only person in history to win the investment book of the year for the nation 7 times on gold coins through the NLG. And he did that not on gold and silver, the metal, but he did that on pre-1933 certified gold coins, some of those coins that President Roosevelt, like we talked about, recalled. Well, those coins over time, just like real estate, if you know the right ones and the right grades, and Dr. Mike Fulgence does, that's why he is who he is, those coins have outperformed the bullion handily. In fact, some of it even goes up when gold and silver go down. So it gives you sort of an insurance. So I wouldn't go platinum, palladium, rhodium, those types of things. I would go certified gold and IRA gold. Those would be the areas I would go if you're going to branch out from just the regular stick it in your safe type of gold.
Okay. I have one more question. Gold and silver coins have bullion value, but they can also have numismatic value, can't they?
That's right. That's what I'm talking about with the certified investment grade gold. Yeah, numismatic is often confused with collectible. There is a collector market out there. Most of my clients are not collectors, even though they have coins that trade, you know, far above the metal price. They trade far above the metal price, not because people charge more, but because they've grown more. Like I said, I had to do a talk at investment seminars around the country. It's called Certified Gold, Real Estate in a Shoebox. Because basically it's you know, certified numismatic coins, which simply means a coin that trades for more than the metal that's in it. And they trade for different reasons. Low mintage. As long as there's more demand than there is supply, the price goes up. So our job and our expertise is finding the right ones that consistently do that. And so that's really the key. You know, we have coins in what we call our 2020 program. You know, people can find on universalcoin.com. We can see those charts that over the last 5 years since we started this program have averaged well over 20% a year. And it's not one or two coins. It's, you know, over 100 coins that have done that. So knowing the right kind of coins to invest in is much more important than, you know, just investing in coins in general. You know, it's just like, just because you own real estate doesn't mean you own the right real estate. So it's important to have a guide through this market.
You know, I never thought about it that way, but yeah, that makes real sense. Okay, how about IRAs? I hear a lot about that stuff on the radio, and rolling over IRAs into and 401ks into physical gold. Is there a difference between that and a IRA or something that's based on gold or silver?
It's a great question. Yes. So, you know, you can do an IRA that has gold stocks in it, that has gold ETFs, which are called exchange traded funds, like GLD or SLV. You can do all that. I don't deal with any of that because if it's not real gold, it's not real. It's just paper. It's a number on a computer screen. And so for us, though, the IRA program that we have here is, in my, what I would call in technical terms, a no-brainer. It is the best performing, most consistent way to protect and grow wealth over the mid and long term. And the way it works, it's very simple. Let's say you have an IRA currently with Fidelity Investments and you have whatever, $200,000 sitting in that account. And you're either thinking, okay, stocks are at their all-time high, interest rates are too low, you know, so you're kind of looking for something else. Well, then you simply call us. We take 10 or 15 minutes. We basically take whatever portion of that funds, 50,000, 100,000, all of it, whatever amount you're comfortable with. And we roll that over to a precious metals IRA. The coins are protected and stored in a third-party facility. Usually I recommend the one here in Texas. And then you, just like you have your IRA now, it's a non-taxable event. So you don't pay any taxes for that rollover. And then those coins can continue to grow. When you are ready to take distribution, you can actually have the coin shipped to you instead of a check. So it's a really neat program. I don't think I've ever had a client that did it, you know, out of thousands of clients I've worked with that didn't enjoy both the process and the performance of those. They are that is definitely the best. If I had to pick one area that's our best area with the most happy customers, it is our gold IRA program.
Yeah, I would think that that makes a lot of sense in protecting your investment. Your savings, because that's what I'm talking about, my life savings, for which now I'm in my 80s, I'm starting to draw out of, protecting that for years. Again, somebody got me started into gold and silver 4 or 5 decades ago, and I have no regrets. There's a Mr. Wonderful partnership with Universal Coin. Talk to us about that.
Well, most people know Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, or as my youngest daughter says, the bald guy. Who's the one that sits in the middle on the television show Shark Tank. I had the pleasure of actually going on Shark Tank about 7 years ago. It wasn't for him. It was for a good friend of mine, and got to meet, you know, one of the sharks and got to experience that. I filmed 15 hours of filming for 15 seconds on TV. So it was laborious project, but it was interesting, you know, and it was neat for my kids to get to see dad on TV, I guess. But what I came away with more than anything was, I remember my wife used to say that Mr. Wonderful isn't so wonderful. He's too mean. But my oldest daughter, who was about 8 or 9 at the time, she said, he's not mean. He's just honest and he's direct. And I thought that's very true. You know, he just said, why would you come on the show if you don't have your numbers ready? You know, you're wasting everybody's time. And that directness, you know, maybe the person cried, but I bet you the next time they were ready. And so when we started looking for somebody to partner with that was on a huge scale, I mean, we're growing so fast. We really want to have some guidance and some partnership. And so for the last 6 months or so, we went back and forth with a few different people, and he was our first choice, but he's never partnered with a gold company. And we didn't want a spokesman who we wrote a check to, who said, yeah, Universal Coin is good. You know, I didn't want some woman to get on television and look at Henry Winkler and say, oh, I want to buy gold because the Fonz says it's good. I didn't want an actor. You know, we wanted somebody who was a professional investor, who was just a businessman, who was locked in and who would be engaged to help our customers and help our business grow. And it happened. So within the last couple of weeks, we announced we have a partnership now with Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful. And so you'll start seeing him everywhere from Fox News. He's on television, seems like every day these days. You know, he'll be talking about the benefits of investing with Universal Coin. And someone like that brings in a different market. It changes, you know, I wrote an article about it yesterday that says, you know, it goes from us being sort of a flashlight of demand to, you know, the sun. You know, he brings so many eyes to this market. And I've always said to my family, I've always said to my employees, to my employers, that no question, if people were just aware of what we did here at Universal Coin, the numbers speak for themselves. You know, we don't have to do much selling when people see the performance and see the service. The hard part is just getting people to see us. And that's what Kevin's going to do. So, you know, I anticipate a massive increase in both demand, price on the coins, and clientele. So it's exciting for everybody involved.
Hey, and, you know, when the company that you're involved with, you're my investment folks, as they do better, I get more secure, don't I?
That's exactly right. And the way that I explain it is this. If you, let's say you have a tall glass and that tall glass is half full of water, sitting on the water there is a leaf. And that leaf represents your money that you have invested in our gold coins. Well, every drop of water that comes in after that is other people's money. So if a lot of money flows in, what happens to your leaf? It rises. And that's what's happening in this market. So definitely if people can get ahead of this before the news really hits around the world that, you know, he's really involved in gold. People, I mean, if Warren Buffett came out tomorrow and said, I'm going to be the CEO of Crest Toothpaste, the stock price of Crest Toothpaste would shoot through the roof, not because the company got better, but because people believe in Warren Buffett. And the same thing is happening with Mr. Wonderful, with Kevin O'Leary.
Forrest, we got a minute. Sum it up. How can people contact you, get in touch with Universal Coin? How can they do that?
You can go to universalcoin.com. We have coins all over there. We have videos, educational. You can email us there. You can call our 800 number. We have 5 trading floors and a nice facility here in Texas. So you can call 800-459-GOLD, which is 459-2646. But reach out, you know, and it's we're not going to give you the hard sell. We're here to help, to guide you. If all you do is walk away with a little knowledge and a smile on your face, we're happy to have made friends.
Indeed. Thank you, Forrest. Thank you for your great on-point comments, your insights, and your clear love of our nation as you help we citizens get more financially sound. That's great. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Colonel. Always appreciate you.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Santa Claus. Then we'll review last weekend's Army-Navy football game, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. U.S. Law Shield is a partner of Frontlines of Freedom. If you have weapons for self-defense of yourself and your family and you ever need to use a legal weapon, you're going to need legal defense. U.S. Law Shield is the team my wife and I use. Go to uslawshield.com. Use the promo code Frontlines. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones and maybe more 20 more push-ups. Then grab some protein, rehydrate with water. And finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.